Well, Israeli troops have attacked Palestinian and international activists who have gathered in the West Bank village of Bilin to protest against the construction of Israel's separation wall. Well, the gathering was held on the 10th anniversary of the beginning of the weekly demonstrations. Israeli soldiers fired tear gas to disperse protesters and arrested several people. Bilin is one of the Palestinian villages which have been split by the wall. The total length of the wall being built in the occupied West Bank is approximately 700 kilometers. Palestinians see the wall as a symbol of occupation and Tel Aviv's apartheid policy, saying that it has divided people and communities. Further south, scuffles broke out between the Israeli army and Palestinians in Hebron al-Khalil. Protesters were demanding the opening of al-Khalil's Martyrs Street. It has been closed to Palestinians for more than 13 years. Well, to discuss that further, I joined Professor Hani Al-Bassous, who is a professor at the Islamic University of Gaza, and he's joining us live now from Gaza itself. Professor Al-Bassous, how do you see these clashes that are happening in the occupied West Bank when it comes to the separation wall or just overall Israeli occupation and oppression?
Well, it has been 10 years now since the building of the apartheid wall in the West Bank, and this wall separating the West Bank cities and villages from the rest of Palestine. And this is why we have seen weekly demonstrations by Palestinians, by international activists, and by some Palestinian elites against the Israeli activities and against the Israeli apartheid wall and settlements which have been built in the West Bank by confiscating Palestinian land and building new Israeli settlements. These activities have been on a weekly basis for the past 10 years. We have seen many Palestinians have been wounded. Some of them have been killed by the Israeli army. And we have seen even some international activists who have been shot and wounded by the Israeli army. This is not the first time. So it's a continuous situation, and nothing has changed. The Israelis insisted on building more settlements and confiscating more Palestinian land. And this is the situation. At the same time, if you look in Jericho and many other places where many Palestinian roads and areas have been locked and blockaded by the Israeli side, Palestinians demanding the opening of some streets, mainly when you talk about Shuhada Street. This is one of the main streets in the West Bank, has been closed for the past 10 years. And imagine how people will not be able to move and to travel in the main highway in a city of Jericho. So meaning that Palestinians are demanding opening of such a street. And in addition to this, those weekly demonstrations to demand the end of the occupation. So such combinations of reasons made by the Palestinian people only, not to make only sign or comments, but to demand the end of the occupation, to end the building of settlements, and to dismantle the wall. And that wall, when we talk about it, this wall which is stretched in Palestinian cities and villages, dividing Palestinians between the West Bank and the Israeli side, making it difficult for most Palestinians in the West Bank to move in and out in that places, because this wall as high as 8 meters and stretch for more than 45 kilometers make life miserable and difficult for Palestinians in the West Bank. So this is not the first time. It has been 10 years, and I expect that next week and the week after that, and for how long it takes, Palestinians would keep these kind of protests with the international activists to demand the end of the occupation and the freedom of the Palestinians.
Indeed, and we just have a minute left, Professor. I'm wondering, because you're sitting in Gaza, and obviously Gaza has borne the brunt, if I might call it that, of the Israeli siege and Israeli oppression upon the people of Palestine. I'm wondering, what kind of solidarity do you think there is between the West Bank and Gaza at this time?
Well, today, after the Jumu'ah praying in the Gaza Strip, there was a big demonstration. Again, this is calling for Palestinian unity and calling for the end of the occupation. The Palestinians in Gaza are counting for about 2 million, have been all the time demonstrating against the Israeli occupations, have been under siege for the past 8 years, and we have witnessed three escalations of wars against the Gaza Strip. Yes, people in Gaza have been carrying all the responsibility for the past many years. And at the same time, even when we see things happening in the West Bank, we have seen things in the Gaza Strip today. As a Friday, and a big demonstration was in the middle of the Gaza City calling for the end of the occupation, calling for an end for such measures which has been taken by the Israelis in the West Bank and in Jerusalem, and calling for the release of more than 5,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails.
Okay, Professor, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Professor Hani Albassous, who was speaking to us live from Gaza.